All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something you brought to us, a link between something that's kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that is gut health and anxiety.
Yeah, it is. You sent over some really interesting stuff. It's really fascinating to think about. And it looks at it from both sort of a clinical perspective and some pretty serious scientific investigation. There was the Davenport Psychology article and then the report from Science Daily on some research coming out of Duke and US Medical School and the National Neuroscience Institute.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what we want to do today by the end of this deep dive is really understand what the discoveries are that link the trillions of little residents living in our gut to this very real feeling of anxiety that many of us experience at different times in our lives. So I'm hoping that we have some real aha moments along the way as we kind of explore this maybe unexpected relationship between the two. So let's just jump right into it. When we start to connect the dots here, what kind of big picture starts to emerge from all of this material that you've looked at?
Well, both the Davenport Psychology article and that Science Daily report on Duke US research, they both highlight a growing body of evidence that suggests a really strong connection between the makeup of our gut microbiota. And by that, I mean, you know, that whole vast community of microorganisms that live in our digestive systems, there's a strong connection between that and anxiety disorder. So it's not just anecdotal anymore. There's, you know, real science is starting to solidify this link.
So it's more than just a feeling of butterflies in your stomach when you're stressed. How is this different from what we've traditionally thought of as, you know, just nerves affecting our stomach?
Yeah. Yeah. The Davenport Psychology article brings up this concept of gut dysbiosis. And dysbiosis is essentially an imbalance in the types and the proportions of bacteria in your gut. And their perspective is that this imbalance can actually be a major contributor to anxiety symptoms. You know, if you think about your gut as being this really complex ecosystem, you know, if certain populations of microbes become too dominant or if others become too diminished, it can throw off the whole balance and it can have impacts on other systems in the body, including the brain.
Yeah, it makes sense, like an internal harmony that gets thrown off in some way. So what's the specific evidence that we're seeing that really ties this gut imbalance to anxiety? Let's get into some of the details of the research here. What are some of those key findings that you were talking about?
Yeah, so the Davenport Psychology article brings up a review that was published in Nutrients. And what's interesting is that there's this recurring theme that they see with people who struggle with anxiety disorders, and that is that they often have a lower diversity of gut bacteria compared to people who don't struggle with anxiety. And they also tend to have lower levels of bacteria that produce short-chain fatty acids.
Short-chain fatty acids.
Yeah.
That sounds important. But maybe a bit technical. What are those and why do they matter in the context of anxiety?
Yeah, so short-chain fatty acids are produced when our gut bacteria ferment the dietary fiber that we eat, and they're really important for maintaining gut health, but their influence actually goes way beyond just the digestive system. They can have effects throughout the body, including potentially reaching and influencing the brain. So if you have a reduction in the bacteria that produce these compounds, it could have some far-reaching consequences. And the review also mentioned something pretty exciting, which is that there is some potential for lactobacillus probiotics, which are those friendly bacteria that you find in yogurt and supplements and things like that, that they might actually be able to help ease anxiety by making positive changes to the gut microbiota.
So by influencing the bacteria in our gut, we might be able to actually influence the levels of anxiety that we feel. That's pretty wild. What else are we seeing in terms of the research findings that back this up?
Yeah, and the Davenport Psychology article also talks about this study that was published in BMC Psychiatry. And this study looked at things a little bit differently. It used genetic data to see if there was a causal link, and they were specifically looking for a bidirectional link, meaning that the gut could impact the brain, but the brain could also impact the gut.
Oh, okay, so it's not just a one-way street. So our mental state could be actually influencing our gut bacteria. So like stress itself could be changing our gut bacteria, which then might make the anxiety worse, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a feedback loop.
Exactly, yeah. And this particular study, they identified some specific types of bacteria or genera of bacteria that seem to have a direct correlation with anxiety risk. So they found that higher levels of bacteria like Eubacterium brachygroup and Coprococcus 3 were linked with a higher chance of having anxiety disorders. But on the other hand, Other genera, like Bladia and Beta Risococcus, they had a negative association, meaning that higher levels were linked to a lower risk of anxiety. So it's almost like the specific makeup of your gut microbiome could be a marker or even a contributing factor to anxiety.
It's almost like there's a bacterial profile associated with anxiety. That's pretty interesting. Now, the Science Daily article kind of shifts gears a little bit and starts to talk about this research coming out of Duke UNS. What were they looking into, and what did they find?
Yeah, this research really digs into like the mechanisms behind this gut-brain connection. And what's really fascinating is that they found a direct role for microbial metabolites. And these are substances that are produced by the gut bacteria in actually regulating anxiety-related behavior. And they were specifically interested in this group of metabolites called indoles. So the big takeaway here is not just that, you know, gut bacteria are different in people with anxiety, but that the things that these bacteria produce can actually directly influence, like dial up or dial down, the anxiety response in the brain.
Indoles. Okay. So what did they find out about how these indoles might be involved in anxiety?
So they did some preclinical studies with mice, and they found some really interesting stuff. They looked at germ-free mice, and those are mice that are raised in like a totally sterile environment. They don't have any gut microbes at all. And they found that those mice, the germ-free mice, showed a lot more anxiety-like behaviors compared to mice that had a normal gut microbiome. So the lack of these microbes actually seemed to like amplify anxiety.
So just not having the microbes in there seemed to like really dial up the anxiety levels in the mice.
That's right. Yeah. And they also looked at what was happening in the brain, and they found that this heightened anxiety in the germ-free mice was linked to more activity in a part of the brain called the basolateral amygdala, or the BLA. And you might remember that the BLA is a really key area of the brain that's involved in processing emotions, particularly fear and anxiety. So it's kind of like the brain's alarm system.
Right. Like the central hub for threat detection in the brain.
Yeah.
So it sounds like without the gut microbes, that alarm system is maybe a little bit too sensitive, or it's kind of constantly on edge.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. And the researchers even dug a little deeper, and they found that this overactivity in the BLA was actually connected to these things called SK2 channels, which are these proteins that are found in brain cells. And the SK2 channels are kind of like these little gates in the brain cells that help regulate the activity of the cells. So, you know, when someone's anxious, these gates might get kind of stuck in the open position, which makes the brain cells fire more often. And what they found was that in the germ-free mice, those SK2 channels were overactive, which was contributing to that heightened anxiety.
Okay, so we got SK2 channels now, another piece of this puzzle. So how do the gut microbes, and specifically those indoles, how do they fit back into this? How do they actually affect these channels?
Well, this is where those microbial metabolites, like the indoles, play a really important role. The researchers found that those metabolites actually act kind of like a clutch on those SK2 channels, and that prevents them from getting overexcited and firing too much. Associate Professor Sean Jay, he actually described it as, you know, the lack of these microbes basically disrupting how the brain functions, especially in the areas that control fear and anxiety. So it's almost like the microbial byproducts are really important for keeping the brain's natural equilibrium in check.
So like a clutch for the brain's anxiety response.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy. So if you reintroduce the microbes to those germ-free mice, does that help bring their anxiety down?
It does, yeah. So when they introduced those live microbes back into the germ-free mice, they saw a decrease in that elevated neuronal activity in the basolateral amygdala, uh-huh. And they also saw less overactivity in the SK2 channels. And the result was that those mice showed significantly less anxiety-like behavior. They were a lot more like the mice that had always had a normal microbiome. So that really points to a direct link, a causal link.
That's a pretty clear demonstration of cause and effect right there. That's amazing.
Yeah. And they wanted to make sure that it really was the indoles that were making a difference. So they actually treated the germ-free mice directly with those metabolites, with the indoles. And what they found was that alone, just giving them the indoles, was enough to reduce the activity in the BLA and reduce the anxiety-related behaviors. So that really highlights the direct link between these specific metabolites that were produced by gut bacteria and her mental balance. It's not just like whether the bacteria are there or not, but it's what those bacteria are actually doing, what they're producing.
It's not just who's there, it's what they're making. Right. That's fascinating.
Yeah. And Professor Sven Pedersen had this really interesting thought about this whole thing. He suggested that this might actually be an evolutionary mechanism. You know, he pointed out that birth is this huge physiological transition. It's like a newborn's first experience with stress, you know, related to hunger and things like that. And interestingly, breast milk contains microbes that can produce indoles. So his idea is that the levels of indoles circulating in the body could actually reflect how sensitive someone is to stress, how vulnerable they might be to anxiety throughout life. So it might even be shaping our very first responses to the world.
Wow, that's powerful. So those first interactions that we have with microbes, you know, through breast milk and stuff, could actually be setting the stage for how we respond to anxiety throughout our lives.
Yeah.
That's a really fascinating idea. Okay, so we're seeing this really complex connection here. So what does this all mean for how we might actually treat anxiety going forward?
Well, this research opens up some really exciting possibilities for new therapies. You know, the Science Daily article talked about this idea of targeting something called the gut-brain axis. And that could involve things like restoring a healthy balance of microbes in the gut through diet, or maybe even directly supplementing with indoles, or using probiotics that produce indoles. So it kind of suggests that, you know, in the future, we might be thinking about nurturing our gut microbiome as a way to support mental health.
So instead of just focusing on the brain with traditional psychiatric medications, we might be looking at the gut as like a whole new frontier for treatment and intervention.
Exactly, yeah. And this actually aligns with what Davenport Psychology is already doing. They're starting to integrate this understanding of gut health into their therapy. They're talking to patients about diet and lifestyle changes that can support a healthy gut. And Dr. Charles R. Davenport, he really emphasizes that gut health is crucial for overall well-being and that it can have a huge impact on managing anxiety. So they're definitely moving towards a more holistic approach to mental health care.
It's really treating the whole person.
Right.
It's not just addressing the psychological symptoms in isolation. It's really looking at the whole picture.
Exactly. And Professor Sven Pedersen from the Duke-NIST research, he even talked about the possibility of like tailor-made therapies and 21st century precision medicine that could emerge from these discoveries. So imagine therapies that are specifically designed to optimize an individual's gut microbiome to improve their mental health outcomes.
That sounds like science fiction until pretty recently. That's amazing.
It does, doesn't it? But the science is moving really fast. And the Science Daily article even mentioned that there's potential for indole-based probiotics or supplements to be used as natural treatments for anxiety. And they're pretty hopeful about future clinical trials in humans to really see how effective these could be. Professor Patrick Tan at Duke NUS also emphasized that, you know, from an evolutionary perspective, there's this really fundamental link between our microbes, our nutrition, and our brain function. And he also pointed out that this could be a huge benefit to people who maybe don't respond well to or can't tolerate standard psychiatric medications. So it's just a whole different avenue for treatment. And it really highlights that mental health isn't just about the brain. The gut plays a surprisingly important and direct role.
So the big takeaway here is that those trillions of microbes that are living in our gut and the things that they're producing can actually have a very direct impact on our experience of anxiety.
Yeah, that's right. And it opens up this whole new landscape of possibilities for treatment and intervention. We can start moving beyond traditional approaches to mental health and really focus on nurturing that healthy and balanced gut microbiome.
This has been a really fascinating deep dive. You know, it makes you wonder, given this connection between the gut and the brain, what other aspects of our health and behavior are being influenced by the trillions of microbes that are living inside of us? And what does this all mean for how we think about well-being in general?
Yeah, those are really important questions. And I think those are the questions that are going to be driving a lot of the research in this field going forward. It's a fascinating area and it's changing all the time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for guiding us through all of this information and helping us understand this really vital connection between our gut and our minds. And thank you to you for sending in these articles. It's given us a lot to think about in terms of how our bodies and minds are all interconnected.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's been a great conversation.
All right, that's all the time we have for today's Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.